胖子。
Air pine.
What's the name of the tree that George Washington was supposed to have chopped down?
Cherry tree.
Okay, are there any around here?
Well, yeah, they sound, but they quit ever bearing. The birds eat them up. You don't ever see a cherry now.
There's a tree that has large leaves, and it's usually bright red in the fall. Do you know?
That's a red oak.
Have you ever heard of sumac?
Well, I haven't.
Okay, there's a weed that grows out in the woods, and it'll give you a rash lots of times if you're allergic to it. What's this called? It's just a weed that has three leaves. The leaves have three.
Well, any of them will give me a rash where I can't get out.
Well, the one that gives most people one. It's, last time you have to use calamine lotion, you know, if you get it.
Is it poison? Oak, we call it.
Poison oak? Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of another one? Poison something else?
Well, we just call it poison vines and poison oak.
What about poison ivy?
Well, yeah, they... Some calls it that.
So there's not a difference in the two?
Well, no, I wouldn't think so. It's all just bad whenever you're around it.
Okay, what are... If I wanted to talk about a kind of berry that would kill you, and I might say, don't eat those berries because some of them are
poison.
Name all the kinds of edible berries there are around here.
Well, there's blackberries, and dewberries, and strawberries. And, well, that's all, I reckon.
Okay. There's a tree with shiny leaves and large white flowers, and it usually grows up in the northern part of Georgia and on up into the mountains. Do you know the name of this?
Would it be a magnolia?
No, that's a good one. A mountain lark. Do you know what they look like?
Well, yes, I do. I've seen them, but never in bloom.
Okay, are there not many around here?
No.
What about a flower that's yellow? And that's all I know about it. It's yellow and it's kind of powdery. If you shake it, the yellow flowers will come off of it. Do you know of any yellow flowers?
Nothing but roses.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll get off the subject of plants. If you wanted to, if I ask you if you and Granddaddy wanted to go on a trip, and you might say, well, I don't know if we can go, I must ask my
husband.
And he might say, well, I must ask my
wife.
All right. What are the, are there other words for a husband that you might use to refer to your husband without saying husband?
Says that.
You ever call him your mate or your spouse or anything?
Yes, I've, but I generally just refer to him by name.